They were approached by an Iranian boat, and they were taken into custody. We never saw the films of them with their hands behind their back and on their knees until well after we had released them. I was on the phone to the foreign minister of Iran within 5 minutes of learning this upstairs in the State Department, went straight to my phone, called the foreign minister, and I gave him a very direct statement about what would happen if we didn't have their release very quickly. And I also urged him to not go backwards on the relationship we were starting to build. Within 20 minutes, he called me back, and he said, I think we have this under control. They're going to be released. They're being well taken care of, and they're going to be fed. Now, within an hour, we had an agreement for their release. And subsequently, we saw the photographs, and I immediately called, and I condemned those photographs, as every American did, and it was a violation of a number of things. But the point I'm making is, if we hadn't done this agreement, and I didn't have a relationship with the foreign minister, then they probably would have been hostages, and they might still be there.